Hey everybody, it's Nobody Likes Casey McClain, and this podcast is coming out days late, because I got. I finally got officially. It had been, we're almost 3 years into a global pandemic, and I had not tested positive for COVID-19, and it finally got me. It finally got me. I had the very fun. I'm gonna try my best, by the way, not to cough and sniff into the microphone, but give me a little bit of grace, because I mean I'm experiencing a potentially deadly illness right now. So I think I don't know what the exact circumstances. I don't, of course you don't know the exact moment you got infected. Nobody gets to know that, or it's really rare. Especially at this point, you'd have to really be isolating yourself. And I don't have like a horror story. I've been very lucky because I've basically resumed normal life. I know some people who are still very cautious, and that's fine, but I'm reasonably healthy. My family has the most vulnerable people in my family have either been many times vaccinated. I think my dad's got like fucking five shots. My mom has had COVID twice and survived, and also has multiple whatever boosters and shit like that. My daughter had it. My wife had it, and I think that I had it. Now I feel like a little bit more, I feel less guilty saying that I think that I had it very early. I think that I had the alpha variant, like the first one, in late January, early February 2022. I've told the story many times, but by the way, like, everyone's sick of hearing about this, so turn it off. It's fine. I'm just telling my version of it because I think it's like, I didn't get my chance. Fucking, oh, I didn't get my chance in 2021 or 2020. I'm sorry. It's gonna be not fun to listen to necessarily, but yeah, I think I had it in 2020, 2020, like early 2020. So what happened to me, I went to Louisville, Kentucky, flew into and out of the Indianapolis airport, took a rental car, drove it back and forth. I was at comedy clubs. I mean, I think Gabe Rutledge and I would have both enjoyed there being a little bit less social distancing at the comedy clubs. I think more ticket sales would have been good. Then I got home and my daughter had I talked about this on the Substack version of the podcast, I believe, but she has they're calling it, like, they told us that a lot of kids that have had COVID are having like asthma like symptoms, even in families where there's no history of asthma. Even in families, even kids that have no history of asthma, they're getting asthma like symptoms. That was on Monday. My daughter got she got COVID tested, I think three total times that day. My wife tested her twice, and I tested her, or and the doctor tested her once. I came home early Sunday morning. I was home, I don't know, maybe like 10. It's not that early, but the earliest flight from Indianapolis, I got home at like 10 a.m. My daughter was coughing, but again, like, she had COVID. We're in cold, she's had like a cold, allergies, this whole thing, like normal kid shit from her daycare. So we haven't been worried about it, but we did take her to the doctor on Monday because she had this like kind of breathing issue, but it's something she's had before. And even back then, she didn't ever test positive for COVID back then. She did test positive in December 2021. So it's possible. The most likely scenario is that I got COVID from Louisville or Indianapolis, because I spent fucking a lot of time drinking and around people there. But it's possible that I got COVID from my daughter on Monday, and then on Wednesday I did a show in Puyallup at like a kind of we'll call it like a Hillbilly bar is wrong, but it's like a like certainly a rural bar might be right. Like a con it's a certainly more conservative lean bar. And it's funny because there's like a couple things that happened. One, I'm just like fucking exhausted. My daughter's had to take this inhaler like every 4 to 6 hours, depending on how far into the cycle we are. But either way, it meant either my wife and I waking up in the middle of the night or one of us staying up. So what I did is I stayed up until 1 a.m. and then I'd wake up at about 6 a.m. and go to work, and then I'd go to shows. You know, and this is after some pretty brutal travel days leading up to this. So I was like on the, pretty fucking exhausted anyway. And then this is like unfortunate, but on Wednesday, I was just trying to sleep like an hour. Can I get an hour of sleep? And my mom generously dropped off some stuff she had picked up for my wife and I at Costco for our family. And my wife wasn't home, so I had to get up out of bed, walk out, fucking get the groceries. Thank you. I'm trying to sleep. Bye. I got like a window of an hour to sleep. If I can get a 20 minutes of sleep and I'm exhausted, and little do I know that it's possible that at that moment I was COVID positive. I was not symptomatic outside of being tired, but as a fucking road comic with a full-time day job, a daughter, and a wife, being tired is not enough for me to be worried. So I went and did the show. And then I did the show and I was like, it's not a show that that the crowd pays a lot of attention. And so I did a lot of like yelling and talking fast, blasting through material to try to get the crowd's attention, to try to get them on me. And I did this knowing that it's hard on your voice to do that. It's hard for on my voice anyway. It's hard to like be louder than normal, be faster than normal, just put a lot of fatigue, put a lot of strain on your voice. And so I woke up the next morning with like a little bit of a scratchy throat, but again, not abnormal. Like for this situation, I've been through this situation many times. I've done a lot of rowdy comedy club sh or comedy shows. It's not surprising to me that at my level of tiredness and my level of effort that I had to put in to make this show good, that my voice would be scratchy. Not surprising. The one thing I will say when I woke up Thursday morning that was, I think, maybe like a telltale sign. I didn't think that I had smell and taste loss, but I just had, I do think I have a little bit of that. But I think that it's also like I have a stuffed up nose, I have a cough, I have congestion, I have all this shit. So it's possible that it's just related to that. It's not like the there's some spec whatever. There's some speculation that that shit's caused by like a neurological damage or neurological inflammation or something like that. I don't know anything about that. What I'm telling you is, I've been eating shit, tasting it, I've been smelling shit, smelling it. I didn't have. I haven't had like a horrible headache. I haven't had a fever at all. My body temperature is like right at where it should be. My heart rate's actually like, and this is like true of weirdly, I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, but I've become very relaxed on airplanes, and I noticed that my resting heart rate's actually down considerably recently, which is good. I've been losing a little bit of weight. I've been trying to drink a little bit less caffeine. I think that's part of it. But my resting heart rate is down like 5 beats per minute. And so that's true of like the whole whatever. That's true right now. It's good. That should be good, right? So, and that's probably helpful in this circumstance. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, so I woke up that morning and I was tired, as you would expect. I had, stayed up until 1 a.m. I had done a show that night. I'd stayed up till 1 a.m. I think I had a couple drinks that night because, again, did not expect to be waking up to a COVID positive diagnosis. And then I wake up and I have a little bit of a cold, which, again, not a big deal. I've had colds since this started. And if you're a longtime listener to this podcast, I've been very diligent about testing. I've tested a lot. I've tested so many times that I've probably bought 75, 80 tests, 100 tests for my wife, myself, my daughter. I've given many away to friends and my family and all that. And we were out of tests. And so I had a show scheduled on Thursday, but the show was like a 2.5 hour drive away. And I was like, well, fuck, I don't want to leave this booker in a situation where if I have COVID, she's fucked. And it's not like a Tacoma show or a Seattle show where it's like, well, there's somebody that lives, you know, within 10 minutes that could come and headline the show. I'm fucking headlining the show in Raymond, Washington. Also, this particular booker just had a baby. And congratulations to her. And she's been very public about this, so I don't feel bad saying it. But her baby was in the NICU. What is that? Natal intensive care unit, something like that. Like baby ICU for like several weeks. And her daughter is out of that. And so because of that, I was like, I should test. So I actually DoorDashed a test to my house, which is maybe the most expensive way you can get a test to delivered to your house. And I don't know, I guess the government reimburses, I don't know. If someone wants to tell me how to do that, I'm not going to put a lot of time into it. I take this test very quickly, obvious that it's positive, and then take the second test that comes in the pack. That one's also positive. We don't have a false positive. I took another test today. Today's Saturday, that was Thursday, so I'm 3 days removed from a positive test. And basically, I'm starting it at that Thursday. I have a suspicion that I was probably positive Tuesday or Wednesday, but I'm going to start it on that Thursday. And if I'm testing negative 4 or 5 days down the road, I am going to treat it as a negative. I'm going to test many times to make sure, but my wife tested negative very quickly, felt better very quickly, lost all of her symptoms. I'm still having symptoms. So it's not, there's no indication that something is like special about me. I'm not some superhuman. I'm sorry to bring the veil down on that. I know I've had a reputation as a superhuman leading up to this, but that morning I had a cold. I felt like I had a little bit of a cold, a scratchy throat, a little bit of inflammation in my throat and in my sinuses. But again, it's allergy season, and I just got done screaming into a microphone to get a bunch of fucking animals' attention in rural Puyallup, Washington, the night before. So these weren't unexpected symptoms, but the one thing was my body ached. And in a way that was like when you go work out for the first time in a long time, which I've had many of these enormous droughts in exercise, followed by one day where you do it too hard and hurt yourself, basically. And it felt like that. My body hurt. For no reason, though. I had not worked out. I had not done anything. In fact, I was hoping, I'm like dying to golf. I've been golfing a lot recently, and it's been very therapeutic and very good for my weight loss and apparently my fucking heart health. And I ended up, now I'm like down for the count on golf too. It's like, when do I get the fucking golf? So it's very frustrating. I'm trying not to get my family sick. And so I've been wearing a mask around the house. And I think it's pretty wild to me that anyone could argue that masks like simply don't work. You could say, the problem with us is that we talk in fucking absolutes so much that it's like, if it doesn't have 100% success rate, that means it doesn't work. But you could just like sneeze into your arm or sneeze into a mask. Cough into your arm. Hard cough. Cough into a mask. It's very obvious that the mask is stopping a lot of shit from coming through. There's no doubt. Does it stop everything? Probably not. I'm not wearing KN95 masks. I'm wearing like the blue surgical mask. But even then, and by the way, my wife and daughter are still negative to this point. Maybe these motherfuckers gave it to me, but it feels very effective. So anyway, since then, that day I was very tired, but I would have been very tired anyway. And it's probably to some degree a blessing that I didn't end up driving all the way to Raymond, Washington, which is like 2.5 hours away from my house, and then driving home and being that exhausted and trying to work through the next day. I slept about 12 hours Thursday night into Friday morning. And I needed it. My body needed it. And then the next day I felt like, okay, like right now it just feels like a cold. It feels like a cold. But it's frustrating and confining because I'm trying not to get my wife sick. I'm trying not to get my daughter sick. So not only am I wearing a mask, but also like, I can't play with my daughter. I can't make contact with my daughter, basically. She can't, my wife wants her to be, you know, whatever distance away. We keep saying, we're giving dad a space, which sounds like I'm like, I need emotional space for my daughter. And you know, it's pretty lucky that this happened when my daughter is almost 3 years old instead of almost 2 years old. Because, so when my wife and daughter got it, this is now crazy that it was 8 months ago. I was making a joke to my wife. Like, when she got it, I was like, if you guys get it, if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. So don't wear masks in the house. We're going to live our lives. We're going to find some joy in this. We're not going to let this completely ruin our time. Also, I will sleep, we can do sleeping in separate places. I will sleep in the guest room. The heat doesn't reach the guest room that well, but I will sleep there. I will make that sacrifice. And now I have COVID and my wife and daughter don't, and I'm sleeping in the guest room where we don't have an air conditioner and I'm wearing a mask. It's, there's some other reasons for it. One of which is my daughter's third birthday is coming up. And so it's not a situation where it's like mostly consequence free to get COVID. I guess back then we could have missed Christmas. My wife got it December 1st. I think I've been saying December 10th. My mom tested positive December 10th. We got like the earliest stages of Omicron. Before it was pretty obvious that everyone was getting Omicron. My wife and mom and daughter, I believe, all got Omicron. And I they're still doing Omicrons? I didn't know that shit. I didn't know I was still, like, I'm still on the fucking old. We're just like, it's like the new Maddens. The Omicrons are the new Maddens where they change like fucking two features and call it a whole new game. See, that was fake coughing. I'm a great actor. I don't have any fatigue left. I do have a little bit of a headache every now and then. My body doesn't ache anymore. Like I said, no fever. Hopefully the fatigue thing doesn't set in. I did drink a little bit of whiskey today because I've been in a real... My wife and I have been watching Mad Men. And I just left fucking Kentucky. I need to drink some bourbon, goddammit. I've also had I think I'm on my 15th Gatorade. Because I'm a child. I'm not drinking water, I'm drinking Gatorade. If I'm going to fucking perish from COVID, I might as well enjoy a tasty Gatorade on the way down, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just so isolating. It's so isolating and it's so confining and, yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna be fine. I mean, you guys, you know, obviously most people, it's reached a point. I did look up the stats. I was considering, I don't think that the Paxlovid thing is available for my age group and risk level at this point. I considered getting monoclonal antibodies, which I think have some efficacy, it sounds like. And I'm not, what I have committed to in my life is to not be, especially around this, is to not have the cure be politicized, not have the treatment be politicized. Obviously, there's no cure, but like not to have the treatment be politicized. So if I looked up monoclonal antibodies, and it feels like the deal with monoclonal antibodies is you almost have, it feels like you almost have to put in a reservation. But my when my daughter was not born yet, we put her name on a waiting list for a daycare, and her name, we got very lucky. It's not the daycare she's at now. But we got lucky because her name came up on the waiting list like 2 months after she was even eligible to get into this daycare. And that's what it feels like with monoclonal antibodies. It's like you got to put in your reservation 2 weeks before you even have COVID if you want to get a chance to have them work for anything. But I mean, I'm at a point, I've been vaccinated twice, boosted. I've been exposed to COVID many times. I now have a confirmed case. I think I have a past case. I mean, I don't, my immune system's got it, I think, at this point. This far along, who's dying of it now? Have we seen any of the like modern age stuff? Is it still just like the elderly unvaccinated folks? Because if it is, I would feel a lot less stress in my life. I actually don't feel any stress, to be honest with you. My symptoms have been pretty mild. And again, I have been doing comedy on the road. I have been taking part in risky activities for sure, as though this thing was over and I got. I knew it was going to happen eventually. I was certain of it. First off, we're all going to get it multiple times, it seems like. But second off, listen, the hazard of the deal, right? Like I got doing comedy, you're exposed to more germs of all types. So, anyway, don't have my funeral just yet. This will probably come out on Monday. I don't know what my stand-up dates are going to look like. My stand-up dates got fucked by this. I had a couple good shows, and now I got to figure out when to get those back on the calendar. My September, I was supposed to go to Montana in September, and after some frustrating interaction with the some frustrating interaction with the comedy venue, I'm not going to Montana in September. I'll go to Montana again at some point. We'll see where and under what circumstances, but yeah, I'll be fine. I'm ready for it to be over. I thought, I guess the deal is at the beginning, it felt like if you got it, being isolated for 14 days wasn't that different from being quarantined for 14 days or being, you know, whatever. We were like, in my house, we were very careful at the beginning. Now it doesn't feel that way. I'm itching to get the fuck out of my house. I'm itching to get onto a comedy stage, onto a golf course, to drink a fucking beer guilt-free, to drink a whiskey guilt-free, to sleep in my own goddamn bed, to play with my daughter. You know, there's just so many things that you can't do because of this thing. And it's annoying. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow me at the Casey McClain. A bunch of stand-up dates coming. Check out, I'm putting a video up on my YouTube. It'll probably be up by the time this comes out. If not, shortly after, of a crazy heckler interaction I had in Spokane. So go to youtube.com/Casey McClain. All that shit, link should be in my bio of all these social media accounts if you want to find it. Thank you for listening. I love you. Bye.